on a dark and frosty night in Ottery St. Mary, a crowd is forming in the small and sleepy Devonian village. In every other point across the land, fireworks are clacking and cacking and fuming, for it is November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Night. But not here, no. Not for this place, the celebration of the thwarting of a politic explosion. A tradition much more ancient and sinister is afoot. For as night falls and the waiting throng stand idly mumbling to one another, packed so tightly into anorexic alleys twixt and tween shop and oak, unable to move. An age-old pagan tradition to rid the streets of evil spirits is about to be unleashed. Out of the dark comes a huge figure with fire pouring out of its head. Flames 10 foot high lick the sky as this monster parts the crowd, hurtling along with its traditional cry.
Get in the fucking way then!
For it is the 5th of November, the rolling of the barrels in Ottery, where local townsfolk lucky enough to be selected run huge flaming barrels through the streets, packed with crowds coming from miles around. The barrels are soaked in tar and treated for months in advance, are lit and hoisted onto the men's backs and shoulders. Once steady, they run the blazing mass through the streets and alleys packed with people, eager to get close enough to feel the lick of the barrel's flame. But not too close. The men run back and forth until they can no longer stand the heat and wait. As one man tires, his brother, father, or even grandfather steps in and takes over the burning load. A camaraderie between the barrel rollers is apparent, but there is also clear competition. Constantly tussling for supremacy of the barrel, the experienced rollers travel up and down amongst the crowd, while others, keen to prove their strength, race along, taking the crowd by surprise and scattering people in their wake. One can only wonder how this spectacle must have caught the imagination of poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, born in Ottery St. Mary in October 1772. Perhaps it was a memory from his childhood leading him to write the refrain from the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
About, about, in reel and rout, the death fires danced at night. The water like a witch's oils burnt green and blue and white.
The village packed to the brim, the crowd around you all swaying and flailing in unison, incapable of individual conscious movement, trusting that they will be carried away from harm. And while the fear and excitement is a joy to some, for others it is less than a barrel of laughs. For those accidentally stumbling upon the festival or dragged along by more daring friends, it can be a nightmare.
Okay, that's too close. I just want to go back. When did you put it down, Kay?
Why are
these
people just
stood
there in front of
the bird on
catch fire?
See? Kate! Kate, I don't like it.
I
look
so funny.
Go that way, Kate, I don't like it.
Fellows around you, wherever you turn, there is no escape once within the mass of bodies. People are lost in an instant.
Get up.
The crush of the crowd sucks all the air from your body. And the only thing you can think is, I wish this would end. Returning to the site, the 6th of November, it has once again become the quiet Devonshire town in the beautiful Otter Valley. There is almost no sign of the previous night's revelry and devilry. all that is in sight are two elderly gentlemen with sturdy little dogs, and a young girl riding a bicycle.